hours, I suppose.
Do you ever say anything other than that?
Well, something wrong to us. Something that is ours. And we share this together. Something that lots of we special stuff.
How about if it belongs to them? Like
theirs.
How about to him?
His.
And to her?
See, that now would be hard.
Okay. If people have come to visit you and they're about to leave, you say to them, if you want them to know that you'd like for them to come back again, you might say what?
Well, I could say you're always welcome to come back. If that ever happens, you know, you're glad for that. When they're gone. I'm talking about these companion bits. Welcome, come back anytime. About what I would say.
Daddy sometimes says y'all get down and come in.
Well, I would say y'all come back. That's a word that it talked about, and especially Southern people, you all, you know, that quite a few people call that not good English. But I noticed on newscasts today, they're supposed to use a very good English. There wasn't none being there.
Well, if you say you, it seems to me that you're talking to one person.
Yes, but you all, that means more than one. Plural, it looks to me like it. I don't see anything wrong with it.
I don't think anything is. I think it's fine. If somebody's been to a party, and if a bunch of people have been to a party and they're getting ready to leave, and you were asking about the coats that they wore, you would say, where are...
Say, where are your coats, or which one is your coat, like that.
Asking about people at a party, you'd say, if you didn't know where somebody was, if you didn't know who had been to a party, like if there was a party and you didn't go, and you wanted to know who had gone to the party, you might say...
Was that so-and-so person there?
Or if you wanted to ask them, if you wanted them to know everybody that was there, you might say, was there, what would you say? The question, was there, what would you put before that?
Before I ask?
How would you get the person to tell you everybody that was there, what would you say to them?
I'd like to know who all was there.
Okay. A group of children that obviously belonged to more than one family. It was... if you saw a group of children, some of them were one family and some were another, you'd ask about them. You'd want to know...
Who's your father and who's your mother?
Okay. If this is kind of like the party, if somebody went off and heard somebody speak, a speaker, and you want to know what the speaker said, you might ask them. You
want to
know everything that he said, you might...
Well, I would ask him what did he speak on, or like that. I said, what would he speak about?
What is made of flour and baked in loaves?
Made of flour and bacon.
Baked in loaves. Same thing you put your feet in.